Let's go find us some Comanches.
They were easily found. Rusty saw the horse herd first. A rough count showed him about 20 head, a fraction of the farmer's wild estimate. For the Comanches, this had been slim pickings. Moreover, only half a dozen Indians rode with the horses. Rusty suspected the raiding party consisted of considerably more, but the others were probably away looking for additional horses.
I don't believe they've seen us yet. Let's don't give them time to think about it. Charge! We're under attack!
The roan horse did not wait for Badger Boy to decide what to do. It turned and broke into a hard run away from the shooting, away from the stampede. Badger Boy pressed hard with his knees and clung to the mane to keep from falling off. He knew he should stand his ground and fight. That was what Steele's the ponies would do. But he had no control over the horse. He freed his grip on the mane and brought his bow down from his shoulder, drawing an arrow from the quiver and fitting it to the string. He found a white man target coming up swiftly beside him. The roan jumped a small bush just as the arrow flew. Badger Boy knew he had missed.
You see how that little Indian boy missed me?
Rusty saw an Indian cut in from behind, war club swinging. He was riding straight for Hoskins.
Hoskins, watch out!
The Indian whirled, about to finish the job, but saw Rusty coming and changed his course.
Hoskins, you all right?
I'm fine. You go get him.
Badger Boy struggled to fit another arrow while on the roan. He saw Tonkawa Killer deal a strong blow to a Texan with his war club. Badger Boy smiled. But because he was watching behind him, Badger Boy didn't see the fallen tree ahead. The boy landed hard, and the horse followed. Directly on his leg. The roan staggered to its feet, kicking Badger Boy's stomach on the way. For a moment, through the dust, he saw a dark figure looming over him and thought it must be a Texan come to finish him. He was too numb for fear. The face was Tonkawa Killer's, and it was malevolent. His war club, marked with blood, seemed larger than it had ever been.
You have spoiled our medicine, white boy! Now die!
Badger Boy turned quickly aside so that the blow missed his head but struck his shoulder. Then Tonkawa Killer was gone.
Good job, man.
There's still one over there.
You sure?
Yeah, I saw him fall from his horse after he tried to shoot Hoskins.
And be careful, Rusty. Never know what an Indian's gonna do.
Well, you ain't too good at avoiding trees, I see. Or keeping your legs in one piece. But the Comanches I know don't really abandon their kin.
Being this close to a Texan couldn't mean anything good. But Badger Boy was ready to live up to his name. He reached for his knife.
Whoa, there. You're nothing but a shirt-tail kid. You're likely to hurt yourself lunging out like that. There. Now that we're rid of that knife, we can have a little talk. You don't look much like most Comanches. Blue eyes like that. You're a white boy, aren't you?
Looks like you got one, Shannon. How come you ain't killed him yet?
Well, look at him. He's no Comanche.
Yeah, let me see. Ha! He's got a white skin, sure enough, but underneath it, he's pure Comanche.
You got a name, boy?
Tina and Nagisuba Naide.
That didn't sound much like English.
Comanche stole me from my real folks a long time ago. Like as not, that's what happened to him.
Yeah, maybe so, but raise a dog pup with wolves and you can never get the wolf out of him. Better if he was to die right now.
But he won't. Not unless a broken leg can kill him.
They've turned him into a savage.
I could have been where he is if Mike Shannon and the preacher hadn't grabbed me.
Well, the way I heard it, the Comanches didn't keep you long enough to hurt you much. Looks like they had this youngin' long enough to ruin him for life.
Looks like you've caught yourself a bear cub, Rusty.
Take a close look at him, Tom. He's white. Reminds you of anything, preacher?
Yes. Reminds me of you, a long time ago back at Plum Creek. But you were a lot younger than this. Do you speak English, son? Do you have a name? Do you remember your mother and father?
Ma.
Your mother. Do you remember your mother?
Ma-er.
I believe he understands the word mother. Maybe he can remember more if we keep at it.
I think I know who he is. Remember the time, preacher, you were there too, Rusty, when we trailed after Comanches, you had taken a woman and a boy. That was before the war started. We found the woman dead, but we never did find the boy.
She'd been butchered and scalped. I'm never gonna forget the sight.
I'd ministered to the family, even baptized their baby boy. Their name was Pickard. I even remember the name they gave their boy, Andrew. They called him Andy. Andy Pickard.
Andy.
Then he's the one we hunted for but never found.
Looks like it. You were lucky we found you so quick. He wasn't as lucky.